This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Candidly Keisha.
Keisha Knight-Pulliam has grown up on TV, playing characters on shows like The Cosby Show to Tyler Perry's House of Pain.
They know Rudy. They know Miranda. I've been in the business literally for 36 years.
Keisha's an actress, philanthropist, foodie, and now host of her own podcast.
This is an opportunity for you, my friends, my fans, to get to know me, just Keisha.
This is Candidly Keisha.
Welcome to Candidly Keisha. It is Friday yet again, and it's been a good week. It's been an absolutely amazing week, and with it being Breast Cancer Awareness Month, I wanted to do something just around, like, let's just talk about it. It doesn't always have to be such a thing, you know, and it's also something that I feel like we've gotten into the society where we have a day and a week and a month for everything, but it's about awareness year round.
Exactly.
So in the studio, I have Whitley, Little John.
Yes.
And she was recently a recipient. You know, my friend Tracy is a really great girlfriend of mine, who is a breast cancer survivor herself. And then Shanti Doss, who's also a friend of the show who comes in here, is a good friend of mine as well. Shanti does R&B Live at the Park. It's kind of like quarterly here in Atlanta. It's a really, really nice event. And they partnered together, and they wanted to choose someone to celebrate who has been affected by breast cancer in their life. And you were the winner.
Yeah.
So welcome.
Excited. Thank you. I'm so excited.
So tell us about you. Your mother passed away recently,
yes,
correct?
September 12th.
From breast cancer.
Yes.
Okay. And go ahead. I'm sorry.
She was diagnosed in 2011.
Okay.
She was diagnosed with stage 2.
Okay.
Breast cancer. And she beat it the first time. She was in remission for about a year and a half, almost 2 years.
Okay.
And then she got recently diagnosed in 2015.
Okay.
With stage 4 terminal breast cancer. And they told her that she'll be on chemo for the rest of her life. It's not going away. And
was it a more aggressive form?
It was aggressive.
Okay.
Because, you know, you have breast tissue. Even if you get a mastectomy done, you got breast tissue all up in the chest and, you know, under your arm and everything. Mm-hmm. So even if you get a mastectomy or a double mastectomy or whatever, it can still form there. So it ended up coming back, and she thought about taking her life then, and I'm glad she did not.
Oh, wow.
Because about 5 months later, I was diagnosed with cancer, and that would have been really devastating.
Mm-hmm.
And as the year went on, you know, 2016, she was fine. And then 2017 seemed like, can you hear me? I'm sorry.
Okay.
2017, it seemed like things started getting worse for her. And I think she knew in her mind, because they took her off chemo because chemo wasn't working anymore. And I think she knew in her mind that she was going, but she didn't want us to know.
Okay.
And being that I hung around my mom was like my best friend.
Right.
And I was there with her every day. Every appointment, every chemo, all of it. I was, like, there. Took off work to be with her, everything. But she wasn't telling us something, and we knew something was wrong. So in August of 2017, my grandma passed away. So we went home to New Jersey.
You're from New Jersey.
Yes,
I didn't know that.
Jersey.
Where?
I grew up in Linden.
Okay.
Yes, Linden. Yes. New Jersey.
When did you move here?
2003.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm from New Jersey.
Okay, what part?
Yeah, I was born in Newark, New Jersey.
See, I was born in Summit. We lived in Newark. My mom didn't want us to grow up in Newark.
Yeah,
so she,
I understand that.
She moved us to Linden. She did not want us to grow up in Newark. But yeah, so we went home and we flew up. Cause my mom couldn't get in the car because she was like, went from not needing her oxygen tank, and then the cancer went to her lungs.
So then she needed it.
She needed her oxygen tank. And then she got, she went to the hospital for cardiac arrest. Mm-hmm. I was having chemo, and she wouldn't, no one told me. And I was like, why no one told me?
Well, she didn't want you to worry.
Yeah.
And I know that's hard. And yeah. I don't want you to have to sit here and relive and tell the whole story, because that's not what it's about.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind.
Yeah. It's about celebrating life.
Yes.
And my heart goes out to you, sending you all types of love, light, and blessings, because I know that that's challenging. You know,
it
my mom is sitting right here.
Yeah.
And I get it when that's your best friend.
Yeah, like, we did everything together, and when she passed away, it was, because she passed away a month after my grandma passed away, so we had, like, back-to-back. My grandma, and they were both my heroes. Like, my grandma had breast cancer also. Mm-hmm. But she didn't die from the breast cancer. Her organs just completely shut down on her. So that's how she died. My mom, her lungs kept filling up with fluids, mm-hmm. and they were trying to get her to breathe, and she ended up going to cardiac arrest again, and they tried to revive her, but it didn't work.
My great-grandmother actually died from breast cancer also, so I'm familiar with the struggle, that it's not just the cancer.
Yeah.
It's, you know, all of the other things that can happen and go wrong, and just the weakening of the body.
Right.
But, you know, it's so crazy because when Tracy, who, like I said, is like, we're like this. Oh, y'all can't see me, but you know, you cross your fingers.
Cross your fingers.
We are like freaking frat. And when she called, she was like, I don't know how I'm going to pick someone. Like, how am I going to pick the person who's going to win this? And so I was like, you know what, Tracy? I said, the exact person who deserves it will be guided to you. Mm-hmm. I'm like, don't worry about it. Don't stress about it. It will happen effortlessly. And then when she called me back, she's like, oh, my God. She was like, the perfect person won. I'm so excited. And it was an outfit from Tracy Nicole.
Yeah.
But, you know, when she called me, I was like, well, let's really make this special because, you know, you got to celebrate life. Let's figure out. So we have some other little, we're not going to spoil it for you, but we got some other little good things that we're going to throw in there for you. But it's going to be an amazing experience.
I cannot wait.
And I just want to say, keep being strong. I know you have a little boy.
Yes.
He's six. What's his name?
James.
right person. This is James. And my grandfather, my dad, my brother, and my nephew are all named James.
My grandfather, my uncle, and his son, and my grandfather's father were all named James.
Ah!
James, our family name. Yes.
That's crazy. Yes.
And we're both from New Jersey, so we might be kind of related.
We very well may be. But so tell me, what else? What are you excited about? I know I'm thankful that you stopped by. You're on your way to chemo yourself. But what else are you excited about? I know you have a lot going on, but let's talk about what you enjoy doing.
What I enjoy doing? I enjoy most of the time I have to spend with my son.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's busy, really mm-hmm. busy. And, you know, I get real tired sometimes. But when I have the energy and I get to do things with him, like take him to the park and, you know, go out. He don't like shopping with me.
A little boy likes shopping with his mom, though.
Unless I'm buying him toys.
Right.
You know, we go to the toy store. He's, like, excited to go. But I have to, like, literally bribe him. Like, James, if you behave today, we'll go to the toy store and get some toys.
Then you can't get him out of there.
It never happens.
Hilarious.
Oh,
it doesn't happen.
He's not behaving.
So what are some of the things that, besides the toy store, so you like shopping, what else do you guys like to do together, you and James?
James, paint.
Okay.
I bought him like a little easel thing because I paint, and me and my mom used to paint. It's like therapeutic.
Yeah.
And I have bought him a little easel too because he keeps saying, I want to paint. So we'll paint together, and we'll, he wants to play superheroes. So we'll play superheroes together.
Is he Black Panther? Does he know about the Black Panther franchise?
No, he doesn't know. I don't think so.
Oh, my God. That's a black superhero.
I know.
You gotta teach him about Black Panther.
His dad gets him into all the superheroes, and then he brings it home. And then it's like, you know, his dad teaches him that stuff. And then he brings it. And then he loves wrestling. He wants to wrestle. I'm like, James, mommy does not want to wrestle at all. But, and we cook together. He loves to bake.
So you like cooking.
Yeah, I love
to cook. Do you bake or you like cooking as well?
I like cooking and baking.
Okay.
I don't cook as much as I used to because with me being sick a lot.
Okay.
But I do enjoy it. It's kind of therapeutic too, to be in there cooking, making a cake or just whooping up something for dinner.
Uh-huh.
It's really enjoyable because I sit my family eat it and I'm like, oh, they love it. Yes.
Yeah.
I accomplished something today.
So what are some, I guess, words of advice or or affirmations or whatever it is that you do to stay strong, what are some words of wisdom that you would give someone else out there who may have lost a parent to cancer or is fighting the battle themselves? What would you say?
I would just say, like, trust in God, mm-hmm. for foremost. And, you know, your church family, because mm-hmm. I realized after my mom passed away how big my church family was. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you realize when you go in there, you don't think that no one knows who you are sometimes because it's a big church. But after my mom died, it was like love, mm-hmm. just the love. And, you know, sometimes you got to lean on your family. Mm-hmm. Your family is your biggest support system. And like I said, my mom was my number one support. And after she passed away, it's like trying to look for someone to take me to chemo and whatnot. But my friends are there for me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they show that they actually really care, which okay. I'm happy. And like I said, the number one thing is just trusting God. And also, let's see. I'm guessing, like, you know, do your research. Uh-huh. Also, do a lot of research when you get diagnosed. You got to do a lot of research because doctors do tell you some things, mm-hmm. but there's nothing wrong with, you know, looking up your stuff yourself. Right. I mean, don't go crazy though, because you'd be like,
oh yeah,
oh,
you know, you get on WebMD
right.
and you have everything.
Right, you have everything.
You
gotta right.
be careful. You go in there, you diagnose, you're like, oh my goodness.
Yes.
I have some disease that hasn't risen since
exactly.
the Middle Ages. And you're like, I have it. I know I do. And the gout.
Like, I got smallpox and everything else. Right. And so, you know, do your research, but at the same time, it's like, don't be afraid to ask your doctor questions.
Yeah.
And don't afraid to change doctors. If you don't feel like your doctor.
Have you had to fire a doctor?
I didn't fire him. He was a good doctor, but I don't.
No. You don't have to feel bad. You had to fire a doctor. Sometimes you got to fire a doctor.
Like,
it's
I had to let him go. I had to let go two doctors because I felt like they were not doing what they couldn't do anymore for me.
Right.
And I needed to move on to something else.
I get it. If it's not working, and if you're how can you lean on someone to, like, if they have lost hope in your case, right?
Right.
How can you expect them to do what they need to do if they're not in alignment in terms of with your energy and having
exactly.
hope still? Like, if they're like, oh, it's a wrap.
Right. We're not doing anything no more.
Nope.
There's nothing we can do. And it's like, well, I got to go somewhere else. So I
right.
started going over to Northside.
Mm-hmm.
And she's straightforward with me, which mm-hmm. I love. My other doctor used to try to hide my feelings. I don't
uh-huh.
you know, but I want someone straightforward with me. So he will be straightforward. She's more straightforward. And basically told me that my cancer is terminal.
Okay.
And so I'm basically going to be living with this for the rest of my life
okay.
and doing chemo for the rest of my life until there's nothing left to do.
Uh-huh. Are there things in terms of, like, are you doing, like, supplements or are you doing things to boost your immune system from a holistic standpoint?
Yes, I am. I have these supplements that I do take. And then also I do juice.
Okay.
Yes, and do a lot of organic stuff. And
okay.
I watch what I eat now, and I make sure that I try to keep myself up
mm-hmm.
and not just lay in the bed all day because
yeah.
that would just make it even worse.
'Cause this is the truth. And I know that they're telling you, okay, it's terminal. Life is terminal. All of
right.
us gonna die
exactly.
at one point.
Exactly.
You know, we don't know if it's gonna be tomorrow, if it's gonna be in 10 years, 40 years. And I think that's something that a lot of people they don't realize.
Right.
You know, when they hear those words, it's so devastating. But the truth is, everyone. This lifetime is so short.
Exactly.
So it's about really enjoying it, embracing it, and enjoying every moment.
Exactly.
So when you got that news, like, did it in any way invigorate you to live your best self or do anything different? Or how did it change you for the better?
Be honest. When I got the news, I did break down and cry.
Understandable.
And my mom was there.
Mm-hmm.
And, like I said, she always holds me when I cry.
Mm-hmm.
And then she knows how to ask the questions because she's gone through this already.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't actually start changing until my mom actually passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Since she's been gone and the message the pastor gave at her funeral,
mm-hmm.
it was to live. You have to live. And that's what I'm choosing to do. I'm not going to be stressed out no more. I'm not
going to. Because I don't help you.
You know, it doesn't help. So I'm not going to be stressed. I'm not going to, you know, sit around and just wait till something happens. Mm-hmm. I am going to, you know, take life and just go for it.
Right.
So.
What's something on your bucket list, like, that you were like, I got to do?
Well, me and my mom always talk about getting our passports and leaving and going out the country. We have never done that yet.
Do you have your passport?
I don't have my passport yet.
You've got to go get your passport. Oh,
we got to get our passport.
Okay. Hold on one sec. We have a quick call.
Okay.
Tracy.
Hi there.
Welcome to Candidly Keisha.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. We have Whitley in the studio. And, you know, it's so funny. Every time I say Whitley's name, the only other Whitley I know is from a different world.
My mom named me after her.
Are you serious?
My mom named me after her.
And I keep almost catching myself. If you hear me hesitate, it's because it's like, wait. Okay, yes, it is Whitley. Let me know. Because yes. I feel like I'm about to mess it up or something. How are you today?
I am great. I'm having a great day.
Lovely. So we're sitting here in the studio, and I was asking Whitley some of her, like, bucket list. Like, what are some things that she's like, I got to do? And she does not have her passport.
No, what? We talked, my mom talked about getting them, and we just never got a chance. Passport. I got to get it.
Your passport. What happens if a trip comes up and you don't have your passport?
I know. One of my friends wanted to go somewhere for her birthday, and I was like, baby, I don't have a passport.
Well, you can do that. Go on and get your passport.
I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it next year. It's on my list to get it next year. And then just travel.
Are you serious?
Okay, I might get it at the end of the year, okay?
Do you can fill out the paperwork at the post office.
You can?
Yeah.
Whitley, I think we're going to start working on that.
We're
going to
start working on that, okay?
I got to get out the country, go somewhere, and see the world.
Okay, so the passport. Yes. What else? That's done. What else?
I guess, I was in the process of buying a house last year, but I lost my job because of my sick illness. Yeah. And I want to buy a house by next year. Like, I want to, but I'm not working. So it's like, who's going to give me a house when I'm not working?
Oh, I get it.
You never know what can happen.
You never know. That's why it's like, words are powerful.
Yeah.
They're your prayers into the universe. And, you know, I live by that, and that's why I'm asking you these things. Like, what are your desires? What are your dreams? What are your, because you have to continue to dream them and to speak them and to allow them the space to come back for you.
Right. I believe that's true. I got to get moving on the things I want to do.
Okay.
Because, I always wanted to go to Italy.
Okay.
And France and, you know, the whole European country. And then
Let me tell you this. Start learning some French.
Well, I took French in high school, but let me tell you.
Brush up.
I don't know a lick of it no more. Because
I know that's what I went out. My mom and I went to Paris. It's been a while ago now. It's been like 3 years, Mom? 3 years. Then like 3 years ago. My mom had, you know, never been over to like London and Paris and that whole thing. And so I dragged her over to Europe with me, kicking and screaming. It was so funny. We're on the plane, and she, like, did not. It's like, how long is it to London? It's like an 8-hour flight.
Oh, my goodness.
This one stayed up the whole time. I go to sleep. I wake up. She's just looking. I'm like, Mom, what are you doing?
She was nervous. She was like, oh, my goodness. We were with the waters and everything.
There's nothing to be nervous about. Like, so then we finally get there. So I was like, you know, we're taking my mom. And my thing is this. If I fly first class, my mom is flying first class with me. We're going to enjoy this, and we're going to do it up. So we're on Virgin Atlantic and first class, and, you know, they have these kind of – it almost feels like a little pod. So she's looking like, what the hell? And she got me in this little claustrophobic little pod, and it was funny, but –
Did you enjoy it, Mom?
Okay, she did.
When she got there, she enjoyed it.
She got there. And what I'm saying, learn some French, is because when we got to Paris, and I know you've been to Paris too, Tracy, they don't speak English.
Okay.
Even if they do, they don't let you know they speak English. They look at you like, you're going to speak French to me today.
Right.
So learn some French.
I'm going to brush back up on it. I'm, you know, get a book.
Rosetta Stone, I'm telling you.
You should download that app, Duolingo. That's what I did.
That's what
you
did?
When I went to Paris.
I studied French in college and in high school, so I brushed up on it, and I had a good enough French to, like, maneuver, like, directions, to order some food, to ask for stuff, to,
you know. I know I'll say my name, and that's about it. I could introduce myself to you, and that is it. I'm just going to be like, Jemma Pell Whitley.
There's some other special ones. You have to know how to order some vin, some vin rouge, some red wine.
I need to learn that one.
Yes, you need some red wine in your life. You need a coque monsieur. You need certain things that you need. Pommes frites, French fries. You need those.
I need those.
Why are all my French words food, though? Can we talk about that?
Oh, my God. I'm sitting here thinking, Keisha, really?
I mean, it's the truth.
You got to order your food. You got to eat when you're out there.
Have to eat. But I was talking and I was telling, we were talking about, you know, how you were trying to figure out how you were going to know who was the right person to give the gift to of, you know, Tracy Nicole. And I remember how we were talking about it, and I was like, you're going to know the perfect person is going to come to you. And then when you decided on Whitley, you were like, oh, my God, she's perfect. And I also told her that we have some other things up our sleeves that we're putting together. So it's going to be a real special event.
Yes. I'm excited.
I'm excited, too.
So are there any words of advice or wisdom that you would give Whitley? I asked Whitley the same thing in terms of for other people listening out there. But what would you give to anyone out there who may be fighting cancer, have friends, family, who are in the throes of it? What would you say?
I would say stay positive and surround yourself with positive energy. It makes a difference. I would say live life to the fullest every single day, intentionally. Like, don't put off things to tomorrow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And everything you want to do, don't be afraid to do it. Just do it. Just jump.
Exactly. I agree. And honestly, those are words of wisdom no matter what you're going through.
Right.
I feel like, you know, everyone waits for tomorrow, or I will do this when. There is never a perfect situation. Like, well, when this happens, then I will.
Right.
No. Like, I know what I do is I start living. My words are in the affirmative of I already have it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You got to claim it.
It's already done.
It's already done. Claim it.
I am is one of the most powerful prayers into the universe.
And I'm speaking from it. I mean, it actually took me going through breast cancer to get the courage to do a lot of things. And I look back and I'm like, it was only me holding myself back and fear.
Mm-hmm.
So it's letting go of fear and just living.
Absolutely.
It's getting that passport and just looking at the map and saying, this is where I want to go. Who's down?
Right.
I'm going to do that. That's what how it's going to be.
Yes.
Get your baby's passport, too.
You call me. Let's go somewhere. I'm there.
But the reason I said get the baby's passport, too, is because you're setting a precedent for him and you're teaching him early.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I'm sure you didn't have a passport because your mom probably didn't have a passport.
Yeah, she don't have one. That's where it was our plan to get one together and then go to travel.
So even if you do a trip solo, also do a trip with the baby because you're showing him by example. And then it will be nothing for him. Like, what do you mean? He'll be like, what do you mean you don't have a passport?
Right.
I've had a passport my whole life.
I've been traveling my whole life.
Exactly.
So, because our first trip we took in a plane, and he was so excited. We went back home to Jersey. He was so excited. He was like, Mommy, where we go? And I said, to New Jersey. And he's been one time, but he was like two or three. When my grandpa passed away. And we drove up that time. So the first time in the plane, he was excited, and his ear started popping, and he was just a mess crying. I was like, it's going to be okay, baby. We're almost there. My ears hurt, Bobby.
Next time, give him a piece of gum.
I thought I had some in my purse, but I didn't have any.
Or also, if, like, I'm trying to think, do you think it would still work with, like, a bigger kid? Like, if you gave him one of those, like, water bottles with the little squeezy tip on it to kind of, like, suck the water? Like, that sucking motion, like, I know with babies. Because with Ella, I just will try to, like, breastfeed her when we're leaving and then when we're landing.
Okay.
I always, and then she's fine. So, I don't know. Does that work, Tracy, with big kids?
I think at that age, you're going to have to teach him how to pop his ears. Like, hold his nose and push.
I was trying to. I said, baby, hold your nose and, like,
yeah.
just.
Sometimes when you yawn, like if you yawn.
Or if you yawn, yeah, really, yeah,
that'll do
it. It'll relieve the pressure. But yeah, at that age, yeah.
He was like, I don't know how to yawn. I said, you yawn all the time, James. He don't know how to do anything. To him, he don't know how to do anything. I'm like, James, who helps you at school? I do it myself. That's why you come home and ask me to do this stuff for you. I'm like, go in the bathroom by yourself and unbutton your own pants.
Well, he wants his mommy. There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Nothing wrong with it at all.
He's a mommy's boy. But he loves his dad, and I'm glad that him and his dad have a great relationship.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, sometimes it's hard for co-parenting when you're not together. But him and his dad have a really great relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll leave that right there. But, Well, I just want to say, Tracy, thank you so much. And I always appreciate you for all that you do in terms of giving back and paying it forward. And I'm grateful that you were able to come in today.
I am too.
And share. I know you have to run to chemo, but have a great day. Like, I don't know. I know that that's a real involved, like, the process. Usually it's like a couple days after, correct?
Yeah.
That it's kind of a little challenging.
Yes.
Okay.
And
think about next week. This time, next week, we will be doing a makeover.
I know that you text messages. I was like, yay. And, you know, Monday's my birthday. So
happy birthday.
This is like a birthday present. I'm so excited. I thank you so much.
No, thank you for coming in today. And I'm just so grateful that we could highlight your story, that we could, you know, check something else. I bet you've never come into the radio station,
right,
done a podcast.
Like, I've never done this before, so this is like a check off the bucket list. And,
yay!
You know, I'm going to actually write down all my things I want to do and start just checking them off and checking them off and checking them off.
And just add to it.
Right.
Like, as you accomplish things, the best thing ever is to continue to allow your list to grow.
Right.
So, as you do, keep it moving. Keep adding stuff. Keep doing stuff.
Yes.
Keep living.
Yes.
Because like my mom always said, when she got diagnosed with terminal cancer, she said, terminal does not mean it's the end. And I'm going to live like that. And it's not the end. I'm going to just keep moving and doing me. And like I said, you can get hit by a bus tomorrow. And die. And I didn't die from the cancer. I died because I got hit by a bus and I can't walk. You know,
exactly.
No more. So, you know, I'm just going to live my life and not be stressed out anymore.
I love it. Well, we're going to take a really, really quick break right there. I just want to say thank you so much. Where can people, is your Instagram or anything, is it private? Is it public? Is it, do you have any of that social
media
stuff?
I have Instagram. My Instagram is Whitley_Latrice.
Okay.
Is it private? I'm not sure.
Okay. I'm just saying.
if they add me, I will accept the phone.
Okay.
And then if you want to find me on Facebook, it's just Whitley Little John.
Okay.
And I don't know if that's private or not either.
Okay. Well, hey, I was just asking because sometimes, you know, I don't know how much of your story you share, if that's something you're interested in doing. So I just wanted to give you the platform to do that. And if not, it's nothing wrong being private too.
On my Instagram, I do have pictures of, like, my chemo days and, you know, me losing my hair. And
you have a cute head, though, like, in a very non-lesbian way. But, you know, it's really cute. Like, you have a nice little Caesar going on.
Right. When my hair fell out and I decided to, because it was falling out in chunks. Mm-hmm. And then her friend came in, cut it real short and was really curly because my natural hair is curly. Mm-hmm. So this is curly, but I take coconut oil and I flatten it down because I'm not walking
coconut
around.
Oil is everything.
Right.
My hair is a hot mess right now, but this is called, yes, being a mom, you just wash it and throw a hat.
Well, that's why I'm like, you know, this is the easiest thing possible. And when it started growing back, I said, okay, it's kind of cute. It's not that bad. And I don't have a big head like I thought I did.
Oh, no.
I had lots of hair.
Uh-huh.
So I thought that
you have a nice shaped head.
My head was big.
Could be. You could, if you had like one of those like ski slope heads or like a head that's a little, you got a cute head. You're
thank
good.
You can
wear that.
You.
Cancer, no cancer. It's a nice look on you.
But people give me compliments and they'll be like, I love your haircut. And I'm like, it fell out.
Why not just say thank you?
That's what my friend said. She said, just start saying thank you. I said, I am, because I think people look at it like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, don't feel bad. I mean, it's life, and you just live life. I'm like, I'm 28 years old, got diagnosed when I was 27. I never thought that at 27 that I would be dealing with all this stuff.
Right.
I thought I would just be chilling, maybe got married, and
you still can. You know,
I mean, I still can get married. I'm still.
I don't know, but just listen, the whole marriage thing. Let me tell you, hold off on that one.
Well, I got married. I did get married young. I got married at 23. Yeah. And, you know, obviously we're not together anymore.
Stuff happens. Stuff happens. But I feel like, I'd say that to a lot of women, because I feel like women were conditioned from society to feel like that's the pinnacle.
Right.
Like, oh my God, you have to get married. You have to do this. You have to do that. But no, it's more important to be in a really loving, amazing relationship.
Exactly.
Versus the title of husband, of wife.
Right.
Wait until you find that person that you absolutely don't desire to live without. And even then, who's to say you have to get married?
Exactly.
You can create whatever life you desire to have with one another.
Because weddings are expensive and divorces are too.
Well, on that note, I didn't say that. Whoa, you have no idea how that resonates with me. But just thank you. Just enjoy your day. And I can't wait to see you next week.
I can't either.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you. I don't know what I'm doing yet, but I actually am going to be in a fashion show on the 21st, which is Saturday. Yes. And so I said, so back, happy birthday to me, because I'm going to actually walk a runway, and I'm being so excited. So,
all right.
Yes.
Nice.
Well, love it. This is Kinsley Keisha. We're going to take a really quick break, and we will be right back in a moment.
You're listening to Candidly Keisha.
We are back here with Candidly Keisha. We are going to continue this party. What was I going to? Oh, Lord. I completely lost my train of thought. But Whitley is off to her rest of her day and just sending her lots of love and light as she tackles chemo today. But I have someone else on the phone, and I'm very excited. We're just continuing, like, the good feel-good stories. Like, I know it was a little somber for a moment, but my desire is to always, like, highlight the good, the enjoyable, the, you know, life does throw you lemons, but you have a choice if you want to make lemonade or not. So on the phone, I have Miss Christian. Christian. You know Tracy's daughter's name is Christian, so that's why I said that. Kristen Frazier. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good
How are
afternoon.
You?
Good afternoon. I am amazeballs.
Yeah, you sound great.
Thank you. So I met Kristen in Tortola. When was that? In the end of August, the beginning of September, when I was there.
Correct.
Right before the hurricane came and tore stuff down.
Mm-hmm. But right before Irma.
Right before Irma. That damn Irma. But mm-hmm. Kristen is an amazing designer. Tell us about your company. Let's start off with that, because that's kind of how we met. We met because I was there doing a whole, they do a give back for the children of the island, where they give book bags and they give food and fun and games and school supplies, and it's really, really great. And those of you who know me and listen to Candidly Keisha, you know I'm all about paying it forward. So I was the keynote speaker, and I met Kristen, and she came by our hotel and brought all of these beautiful bathing. I'm still waiting for my big booby bathing suit, by the way.
I know. I know.
With bathing suits and scarves and dresses, and you have iPhone cases and all types of stuff.
Yeah. Well, it was your second time coming, but guess what? It was my first time actually attending that West End Community Back to School session.
There,
so
yeah.
I was really, really happy to be there. And I was there representing another company, actually, called The Forge, and I'm an official Forge ambassador, and that's a company that helps young entrepreneurs that are in business to help to scale their business up and really provide a support system and a platform for all of us young budding entrepreneurs to grow. And I was there working on, you know, their behalf and doing my part. And, you know, when I was introduced to you, I was so thrilled, because who has not seen the Cosby Show? You know what I mean? So it was a great honor to meet you and to meet Tracy as well. And when I was able to explain to you about Truffle, which is a company that I founded just under 10 years ago, I started from very, very humble beginnings. I'm actually a third-generation seamstress turned fashion designer, and the word truffle, well, it's really pronounced truffle in French, It means clover, like a clover leaf. And I named the company after my grandmother because she founded Clovers, which is a sewing and shoe store in Tortola, British Virgin Islands. And she founded it in 1962. And her middle name is Clover. And she also taught me how to sew and all that good stuff. So I have a rich, rich history surrounding garment construction, fashion, textiles, and that type of thing. And, you know, that was also, of course, inherited by my mom and then, of course, passed on to me just naturally and organically. So, you know, the company has been, like I said, in existence for just under 10 years, and I focus on luxury swimwear and resort wear for men, women, and children, of course. You know, I was happy to do that pop-up with you. That was a fun time.
So much fun. Like, yeah. I cannot wait to see Ella's little dress on her. It's so, so cute.
Yeah.
So Go ahead. So, no, I was just saying, so tell us, you know, I know the island was just, I can't even, unfathomable devastation.
Yeah.
So where is everything now in the efforts to kind of just pick back up and keep going?
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that I'm happy to see, because when Irma came, she really came. And I've never been so scared in my life. A lot of people lost a lot of things, thousands and thousands of people. And we've never had, we're the first island to have a Category 5. It probably jumped up to Category 7, you never know. A hurricane to come across, you know, the Atlantic. So it really, really was devastating for us. But for me, I always try to see the good in things. And I started seeing leaves growing on trees literally maybe 3 or 4 days after. And to me, that just gave me a sign of hope to look past all of the devastation, to look past all of the flat homes, to look past all the debris and all the galvanized through the hills. And, you know, fast forward it to now, and you have, like, mountains that are almost covered. You know, it's a sign of progress. It's a sign of hope, you know. And we've had so many people sending so much love and giving willingly and wholeheartedly. And we have nonprofit organizations like UNICEF that has come in to help out. We've had nonprofit organizations like Convoy of Hope that has been, like, stellar, helping out the entire British Virgin Islands, getting people back up on their feet with whatever they need, tarps, food, gas, plywood,
everything.
Getting people back, everything. Yeah. And people have sent not just their love, but they've sent a wave of support financially, materially, everything, spiritually, everything. You know, and it's, I'm waiting for the song to come out. When a devastation happened, you know, you have a really good song that comes out. Our local musicians and engineers, their studios were all destroyed, but I'm pretty sure they're going to come out with a song that'll hit home and just, you know, help to uplift us as we continue to.
Because one thing you can rebuild. Material things can be lost, but the spirit of a people can never be destroyed.
Oh, yeah. No, so. Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I had my little crying session too, and I've never seen my dad scared of anything. But Irma did that. You know, that's how frightening things were. And everybody has a story, you know. And we, thankfully, we have a concrete roof at our home. So we didn't lose our roof, but we lost some doors and stuff like that and some flooding. But, you know, everybody has a story. And I'm so thankful to you to be able to at least share a little bit about, you know, what happened with me. And just to let you know that the people of the BVI are resilient people. And they are, you know, moving forward day by day in good strides.
Right.
Of course, the pressure would be there, you know, a little frustration, and it comes naturally with these type of disasters.
Yeah.
But again, we try to pull together and come together and just help out one another as much as we can.
Well,
you
shout
know?
Out so to the concrete roof.
Oh, you have a concrete roof, yeah.
You got to have those, apparently. But
that's
I'm happy to hear that. So right now I know you're in the States, you're in Colorado. What are you doing?
I am. So I'm here just for a little bit, because one of the things, that I always wanted to do is I never wanted to limit myself, because I'm from a small island with less than 30,000 people, 35,000 people. And I always thought big. So I recently partnered earlier this year, I launched my cell phone cases, of which you have.
Mine is on right now.
Right? And those prints have been doing amazingly well, and I've just received so much love and support from Otterbox and the whole team.
Please and I'm here now tell Nancy and all of them that I say hello. I'm sorry to cut you off, but tell them I say hello and send my love.
I will. I certainly will. I'm with them every day, so I will definitely pass the message. So I'm working with them now because we're working on some new products. So
woo,
that's
woo.
Really exciting. I know. I can't say much more, but
it's going
to be really nice.
I'm looking forward to being excited to see what you guys come up with. And then I'll see you next month, November 17th through the 19th for the Fearless Reloaded Conference. You will be there.
I will be there in full force. I'm really excited about that.
Oh, we're excited that
Ariane,
you're coming.
She's also equally excited, yeah.
Yes, and so. Tracy will be there as well. So it will be a little reunion.
Yeah, we have a reunion special.
Well, I just wanted to say thank you so much for calling in. And, you know, anytime you have something new going on, anything you want to talk about, you are more than welcome to be and to share it right here at Candidly Keisha. How can people, before we go, please let people know how they can buy your beautiful, your clothing, your cases, mm-hmm. your all of the different things that you are doing. Where can people go and support you?
Well, I have a wonderful website, and the website is www.trefledesigns.com. So that's T-R-E-F-L-E, designs with an S, .com. And I also have social media. Instagram is at Truffle Designs, Facebook at Truffle Designs, and Twitter at Truffle Swimwear. So you get to see everything on there, and I try to update it as much as possible. We haven't had too much of a good signal in the past couple weeks, but we're getting there. A new product is on the way.
Yay!
So check it out.
And I'm going to get a big booby bathing suit top.
You are. I'm working on that for sure.
I'm working on shrinking the rest of me. So.
You look beautiful.
These boobies, though, I don't know if I'm going to have, I'm trying not to have a toddler still trying to breastfeed, but it's been
interesting.
We'll see how it goes. But I just want to say thank you for calling in, and cannot wait to see you. Please tell the whole gang in Colorado hello, and have an amazing weekend.
Thank you so much. Same to you. We're gonna live it up in Atlanta.
Absolutely.
So God bless you, and thank you again so much for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Of course. Anytime. Well, this is Candidly Keisha, and we will be right back next Friday. You have an amazing, amazing weekend, everyone who's listening. And how I said I wanted to each show have some piece of good news. Well, I guess we had a whole nother good news show. So there it is. Enjoy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.